I hope members had enough time to write those that registered, those that were doing their work. You're welcome, and we still need your energy in this meeting. Today, me and Honorable Youngblood, we read the group. I hope the Honorable Joseph is very much happy. But this, you know that commonly slain this red, so you came after us, so don't get the credit. No, welcome members, we have delegation of the AG and AG welcome, and we want to take this opportunity again to thank you for coming. And indeed, since we've started this committee, you've been very supportive, and through yourself, we are on top of issues, and we want to take this opportunity to appreciate and thank you very much with your delegation. And we have members, the official from the Department of Agriculture amongst us, led by the CFO. And we want to take this opportunity to welcome particularly the chair of the audit committee, and just to say welcome. We've been wanting to know you, and we want you to be our friend as this committee. We hope we'll have time to have our meeting with your committee and know you better. And you're welcome in the meeting. And the rest of our officials, I hope some of you are on leave. We hope now you have recharged yourself. And thank you very much. We can now hand it over to the AG to present. We'll start with the presentation of the AG. And we're expecting other presentation from Department of Monitoring and Evaluation, and the FFC today. So we are going to give AG, and if the, I'm not sure whether they are here already, others. Okay, no, thank you very much. Somebody must just, will just assist us to keep time so that we don't make others to wait for long outside. AG, you can introduce your delegation and start and welcome back.
Thank you, Chair. It's always a pleasure to be back. And engage with the portfolio committee. Good morning, honorable members. Chair, if I can, before I introduce the team, if I can just recap a bit. You'd recall that during the training session that we held, we gave highlights of the trends in terms of the outcome, but at the time, the annual reports of the department and the entity had not been tabled. And we said we'll be back to present the details. So this is what we are here to do, to present to you the outcomes of the agriculture portfolio and to give you a breakdown of what it means in relation to what we had discussed with you during the training session. What we will also do is to just recap on the terminology that we use that we've also during the earlier engagement we had and explained, we'll just read again so that there is proper understanding as well. Chair Fanny Cook on my left will be doing the presentation, but I would like the team to introduce themselves. My name is Nathan Kau. I'm leading the team that is responsible for the agriculture portfolio.
Thank you. I'm Fani Cook. I'm the senior manager on the portfolio.
My name is Yvette Segeto. I'm the manager on Dorit.
My name is Ariel Blow. I'm the senior manager for one of the entities in the Living Resources Fund.
Chair, right at the back there, we have Eugene Dehan. Eugene Dehan is responsible for rural development. Because rural development and agriculture are linked in a way, he's just here to observe and see what he can pick up for rural development as well. So if there are any questions related to rural development, he'll be able to respond.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and all members. Chair, on this briefing document, the first page, on the second page is our page of comments, where we say the AGA, we address the strict of the countries of democracy by enabling oversight, accountability and governance in the public through auditing, thereby building public confidence. If you go to the next slide, it's just to provide members on it with the necessary information, guidance on the outcomes for the portfolio to enable the portfolio committee to effectively execute the oversight function. If you get to the next slide, we talk about the audit outcomes of the portfolio. There is a stagnation in the audit outcomes. If you look at the financial statements, all of
I'm sorry, it looks like the members don't have the presentation, they have the Word document. I think there has been some misunderstanding. Finally presenting from the presentation, however, the members don't have it. I'll just quickly go and check. However, it's presenting from a different document that the members don't have. I apologize for that.
Thank you. I will continue with this slide. The other briefing document, the Word document, is a document that we compiled. We will also give an opinion history, and where we gave them key successes, areas that require attention, recommended actions, and the audit outcomes of the entities, key successes, the same. And the challenges that we have, and the community actions that we have, that's in the Word document. So if you look at the slides, there's more detail, but it's going to be difficult from here to link it directly to this Word document. I'll go through this, and I take it that the Honourable Chair and Honourable Minimus have read through this, so I think they will have a good background of where we are with the department. So I can just, then on this slide, if you look at the financial statements, we show it as green, and the green is say that all the financial statements was unqualified. But there was just in one case where the ARC made material adjustments to the financial statements. So that's why they've received after that material adjustments, they received also been unqualified. If they haven't adjusted it, the financial statements could have been qualified. If we look at the compliance section, all four entities at findings in the audit report, NMC was the only one that has nothing. That last year had irregular expenditure, but that was what it was, so there was some compliance, no issues on the NMC. And with the compliance with legislation, mostly it is in terms of compliance or supply chain management policies and processes. If you look at the performance reports, EMIFAC 2, it's also the ARC and the MLRF, they've got the findings in the audit report. DAF, IFP, NMC, they do have findings in the audit report. And here we can also mention the two that have no findings in the audit report. There was interventions during the audit where they also made material adjustments, and after the material adjustment, they could have cleared, and there's nothing in audit report then on performance information. If we could go to the next slide, there we've got the audit outcomes. We will see how it's broken up. So if you look at the department, and actually all the entities, the first column in the audit opinion is green, where we say it's now first unqualified. The second column is pre-term to objectives, and then we'll see the one with the, it's like an orange, that's where there's findings in the audit report. And as I mentioned on the previous slide, the two where the material adjustments is now green, that's AFC and the Marine Living Resource Fund. Going to the next one is compliance to legislation. As I referred to in the previous slide, it's all the entities there at issues in the audit report, except for NMC. And then if you go to the report, there we've got reported information not reliable. That was at the department. No issues on the reliability with other entities. Reported information not reliable. Again, the department. The first one is usefulness. Sorry, Honorable Chair, first is on usefulness. There was three that usefulness had issues in the audit report. On reliability, it's only the department that had the issues on the audit report, and the others had no issues on the audit report on that. Where we say then findings on non-compliance, material misstatements, there we go, as mentioned in the first slide on the board chair members, ARC that had material adjustments. We can mention here that the department itself had previous year they had material adjustments, this year there was no material adjustments to the financials of the department. Unauthorized, irregular, as well as fruitless and wasteful. Only two is a department and MLRF that had findings in the audit reports. Non-compliance, expenditure management, it's just the ARC that had compliance.
Sorry, G.
Yes.
That is a hand. Okay.
Thanks for the opportunity. With the Eurostat chair and the delegation, I have to admit that it is proving to be very difficult to read what is there. I've tried to twist and turn my neck to read the what's at the top of the document. If we had the document, it would be easy to turn it around, but it's a little bit difficult for us to follow what he is presenting to us. I repeat with your respect. You know, it's just the way it is presented, so that if we had the document, we would be able to turn it around and see what's there. Thanks, Chair.
The head of delegation, she has went out to look for the documents. Probably, as we proceed, we'll get them. But can we allow them to present because we don't have much time? But what's that? I'm told the information is even on the one that we had. also because we're trying to use this presentation and the one that you have been sent. So let's maybe as we present can just indicate which page are you so that members can be able to follow you. I'm sorry for that, but let's see.
The document that we received doesn't have a similar page, and I was just looking at the ones that we were emailed, it's also this one that we have, so we can't even look at the emailed document. So it is a bit problematic, but I think we must proceed.
No, no, as they've apologized when they've started, I thought you have taken note of that. They've apologized when they started to say that they've realized that we don't have the same document. But she even actually leave the meeting to go and check whether they can get copies. I'm just saying, because we might not have time, we should allow them to continue as long as they can actually, as we present, indicate in terms of where you are so that members should follow you. But the other important thing is that before we, the end of the meeting, we should have that document so that we are able to ask the questions properly. Can you proceed?
Thanks, Honourable Chair. Yet if you look at this specific slide, if you go to page 12 of the Word document, there you've got the history of the court opinion from line 10 to 13-14. And there you will see that we talk about court opinions, the department, we say unqualified, the yellow there is unqualified court opinion. With fines on below and compliance, so that's the ARC for the couple of years. The same for MLAF, we, and 13-14 we say they've got unqualified with findings. NAMC the same, NEGAFON same. So what in this summary here is actually the same as what was on this document here. Thank you, Chair. If you go then to findings on non-compliance, expenditure management was in the ARC. And then if you look at the governance process for all the entities, the first five, there was no issues with the internal audit and audit committees. But with the department, as I think the members that were in the previous referral committee as well, this is coming a long time in the department on internal audit, and what happened during the financial year, there was no audit committee. There was only one person on the audit committee, so the audit committee couldn't perform their functions as they should have done. I can just see whether I can relate to that to the, it's on page 6 of the Word document, where we talk about the internal audit and the audit committee. On the internal audit, I think it's about, Honourable Chair, I think it's 5 years and more that we struggled in this department with the internal audit. We should realise that internal audit has a big function they have to do. Depending on them, if they do a proper job, they will assist the department to make sure that all the controls are in place. And then we should not get actually repeat findings as we're getting this question in the department. So this is one of the issues. I can actually also then say the department is far, they had several meetings with the PG as well. On internal audit, they already completed a 3-year voting plan that they never had or approved for the audit committee. They have a 1-year plan for the financial year. We will discuss it when we start with our process, discuss the internal audit and see where we can assist each other. Already they requested us to give them some training on performance information, so that also we have to do for them to have the proper performance information. On the audit, internal audit as well, the department intervened and they requested the National Treasury to assist them. And so they I think they on their way to get the internal audit function where it should be. For the audit committee, there is now all members have been appointed. They functioning from 1 April, so that has been addressed already, and I can comment on a couple of meetings that we had with audit committee, that I think this audit committee will do a lot to assist in the outcomes of the department. Strategic planning and performance management, that is just one finding in audit report, that that's in terms of the performance information with the strategic plan was not in line with the APP. And next one is the transfer of conditional grants, and there we've got cash grants that have been paid over to provinces, and where the department should, in terms of the Borough Act, the department should, on a monthly basis, this is projects to make sure that the grant that's paid over has been spent as in terms of the Borough Act. At this stage, the department indicates that they don't have enough staff to do all the projects on a monthly basis, so they do it on a selection basis, and then they visit these projects. The last one is the procurement, where we actually said that on the compliance on the first slide, we had on procurement for the department issues and then Marine Living Resource Fund. And if you look at the OEP also had the issues on the strategic plan and the APP for the year. If you just go to the next slide, that talks to the performance information. If you look at you talk about the SMART principles, the compliance with the regularity requirements, existence, timeliness, no issues on one of the audits, any one of the audits, usefulness, presentation, no issues. On usefulness, I think I've already alluded to that in the previous slide, where the inconsistency and the for that. Measurability was for DAF, the NMC, and honest support. And relevance, no issues. If we go to the reliability, we talk about the validity of the information that's given. For DAF, there was a problem. The accuracy of the information given, we've got a problem with DAF as well. And completeness, if you look at that, is also DAF. So overall, I think the biggest problem at this stage for the department lies with the reliability of the information that they give us to audit when we go to the performance information. And all that it has been reported in order to report. If you go to the next slide, this is insurance levied bills, where we say part of the audits provides, as senior management provides insurance in three months. The two that provides is NFC and OVP. The three is DAF, ARC, MLRS. The accounting officer of accounting authority two is NFC and OVP. And we've got some insurance is DAF, ARC, MLRS. Executive authority, we had a lot of meetings with the previous minister, and there were commitments made, and most of the commitments have not yet been addressed during the audit. And there was limited impact on the audit outcomes. So the interventions there, I need a, definitely improvement on that. On the internal audit, there we've got all the entities are fine, so it's the department. The audit committee 4 is fine. The one where we say was not established in the year that we've done the audit. And the portfolio committee, no limited impact on the audit outcomes. The previous commitments made not addressed, and that was in terms of internal audit and the quarterly management reports that submitted to the portfolio committees. Audit outcomes of the portfolio key controls. We talk about financial statements. We talk about effective leadership, human resource controls, ICT governance controls, audit action plans, proper record keeping, daily and monthly controls, review and monitor of compliance. Maybe concern is on human resource controls for IRC and that. On the ICT controls, it's only that that's fine, and the IRC that intervention required. The other three is in just concerns about that one. If you go to the action plan, all action plans are there, but there's a very slow implementation of the action plans. That's why we get this repeat audit findings. If you go to proper record keeping, of concern is death and MLRF. And that record keeping can also be on the performance information for the department. So daily and monthly controls, it's only death and OEP that are concerns there. And immune monitoring compliance, three of good. Concerning the two is IRC and MLRF. There we can say that why we make it as concerning, although they've got unqualified financials, but they haven't yet adjusted. So we say it's still a concern that every year they have got unqualified audit opinion, but still every year there's material adjustments to the financial statements. So that's concerning for us on that one. On the performance information, the same from if you started from the top of your effective leadership, concern is a death. Human resource controls, also that we talk about cost management, vacancies, that's a problem there. Action plans, and there's also that, and MLRF, we have problems there, they haven't addressed all the actions. Pretty concrete things, is the other one is MLRF, and then that again is performance information. As we say that, the information that they supply to us are not adequate. Daily monthly controls, concerning is the MLRF, and interventions required is the department. Review of monitoring compliance on the performance information, concerning is OVP and MLRF, and death and reliability. On OVP, they've was too late in the year for him to check the IPP, but for the 14-15 financial year, they've brought their strategic plan and business plan in line with the IPP, so hopefully we won't have the same issues on OVP. On the compliance, we again, they say, concerning for effective leadership is that, human resource controls is also that, action plans on compliance is MRF, and that is concerning. Intervention required there. Proper record keeping as MLRF is concerning. Daily monthly controls on compliance is MLRF that's concerning. And review and monitoring compliance, OVP is concerning. That MLRF intervention is required on those there. Okay, I think in the next slide, I think we've actually also addressed during the previous slides. We bring it out, we say quality of submitted financial statements. Four is good. One is information required, that's IRC, with the material adjustments. Quality of submitted performance reports. There we show information required. But as we already mentioned, two late material adjustments, so they had nothing in their audit report. But we say still it's in the information required because they can't get these no material adjustments to the performance information that's submitted. On supply chain management, the only one that's no findings on supply chain management is on the OEB. Intervention required is that, MLA and IRC. That's just audit report. Issues is through there. And then if you look at the concerning one, it's IRC and NMC, and that's only in the management report that we report on the supply chain management issues. It's not material related to the audit report. Financial health, two of the entities are good. Concerning is death, the MLAF and honors to poor. At death, the issue there is the debt collection of the agricultural debt account. On human resource management, good is three of the entities. Concerning is death, we've got SMS agencies. For longer than 6 months. An ARC employers that's acting, sick leave, no medical certificates, that procedure there. On information technology, OEP is intervention required, that is good, and the other is concerning is ARC and MEC and MLRF. If you go to the next slide, we talk about the root causes. Root causes is one of the things that all the authorities have to address, the root cause. If you don't address the root cause, you will never get to having no issues on your management report or your audit report. So what we say, the most common root causes for the portfolio is slow response by management, and that's the root cause at four authorities. Key officials lack appropriate competencies, two of the authorities, it's unchanged. Lack of consequences for poor performance and transgressions, root cause at one of the authorities, which is a regression. That is a death. The previous one where we say the two, that is for DAF and NAC, is the regional offices for DAF. And the top one and four is DAF, IRC, OEP, MLRF. That's compliance and the performance information that's with repeat findings. What outcome of the portfolio? Status of commitments by the minister. We brought in the commitment of the previous minister that was actually with the new minister actually said that he will make sure that these commitments are addressed. The alignment of the core performance agreements of the management with the department and strategic goals that was implemented. Strengthening the monitoring and evaluation unit within the department that's in progress. And then we said not implemented this empowered internal audit function to be fully effective and functional. Manage deviation from the procurement process in a transparent manner. Investigate ways to ensure that the Marine Living Resource Fund establishes their own board to enable better oversight responsibility has not been implemented. And with the new minister, implement a plan to identify specific areas where service deliveries will take place. Ensure the linkage between the budget to the targets and strategic plan. Checks and balances to ensure capability and completeness of financial performance reports will be implemented. Plan to support agricultural schools and encourage youngsters to study in an agricultural field. Collaborate with the provincial MECs to ensure proper monitoring and evaluation of the DORA funds. So that's the new commitments by the minister. the next slide, I think that has been already discussed with the training session with the portfolio committee. So we just included this for the portfolio committee if they want to just have a look at it again. I'm not sure that we have to go through this slide again. Thanks to this presentation on the audit outcomes.
Thank you very much, Nicky. Do we have your team wants to add or subtract your file? Thank you for the good presentation. Can we have members asking questions? I'm not going to jump anybody. I'll start with Honorable Ngozi Mandela, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Yes. I'll start with you, followed by Honorable Spain. If you don't have a question, you just start, yeah, like that.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to everyone. Chair, I just want to start by thanking the Office of the Auditor General again for giving us this information. I think it's always helpful in assisting us. It was a pity that we didn't have this document, although we read some of it, and I did see some of it, but I would go through the pages as I make notes on my other documents. Just on, maybe we can start off one of the last ones, and you did mention it quickly, but I couldn't write down, the root causes, which I think is important, that we need to look at. We're not going to fix the others if we don't start with the root cause. So if you can just tell us again on that 4 and 2 and 1 on that slide. Unfortunately, I don't think the pages are numbered, but this was the last slide. If you can just tell us which departments are those that's on that specific block. The other question that I wanted to ask, that is on the last page of the document that we received, the original document. If we look at, and then I'm not sure if it's the same one of this one that is audit outcome, if you can read these two together. Because if you look at this one, it looks to me mostly like it was a regression, but I don't see it really on this page. So I want to see if I understand it correctly, because when I read this one, it looked like, you know, we are moving along in the same line, there's no ups and downs. But if I look at this one, it looks like we're going down. I just want to see if I'm reading it in the right way. And then again, just on this page, if maybe you could just tell us on all these circles when there's one, which department again. You did go through it quite quickly, but it was difficult enough to make notes on my other documents if you didn't have the slide in front of us. And then just a comment, Chair, that I made last time and that I still are not able to understand. Maybe when you do the rest of the day, if we get to the other departments that will come and do a presentation, and maybe it's also good for the internal auditors when they sit here can listen to this. What I still don't understand, it's all good and well if we have a it's not a clean audit, what is the right word, unqualified audit, but it's the findings of such a nature, and I listen to the presentation and I pick it up every time, Chair, and I think it's the frustration of this committee. But the information is not reliable. The information, what is the word, I wrote it down here on this, it says here, the predetermined objectives for the start is a problem, because you have a plan with no specific targets. The compliance, okay, with law and regulations, which is also a massive problem. Reported information not reliable. The strategic planning, not the words is not here that was used, not reliable or is not in place. I can't understand. And I don't think I will ever be able to understand it. How can you get an unqualified opinion on the basis that you spend the money? Because to me, that's what boils down to. And I think in one of the later reports of today, it said one of the other partners and get to their places. But the money was there, but we don't know what on. And to me, Chair, the most sad part is, and I said it to the previous minister, and I will say it again, this portfolio, it doesn't boil down to what happens in Qatar. It boils down to poor people who doesn't have food on the table at the end of the day. I think, Chair, that is to me the problem. All of those things, all of those red dots and orange dots, ensures that people doesn't have food on the table. So that is why I take it so serious. And that if you don't spend money without a plan, if you spend the money without a plan, it's going to be the end result. So if they can just answer those three, I think, sides to all of this thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Joseph.
Chairperson, it's just a thing of clarity, knowing that I am not acquainted with the terms that is being used in terms of financials. You have referred to material adjustments, and then it has become the unqualified, or somewhere in your presentation. I can't recall exactly where, but I want to understand specifically the term material adjustments and why they have become them. They have made material adjustments, and it has then become unqualified.
Thank you, Honorable Joseph. I think there's a clean note in the question. I was notified that we have joined by the chairperson of the Marine Living Resources, Ms. Tembi Moza. You're welcome, ma'am. And I've seen the advice of the minister. Now has just arrived. You're welcome, sir. Honorable Youngblood.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've heard here now that you've been struggling for the last 5 years with internal audit, and you're getting repeat findings, the same problems over and over again. We've also heard that record keeping is of concern, there's problems with action plans, problems with daily and monthly controls, no proper record keeping, etc., etc. I would like to know, what are you doing about the problem? Can you address it? Do you have the power to do it? And if not, who can, and what is being done to address all these things that we hear over and over again? Thank you.
Honorable Feltan.
Thank you, sir. My principal concern, I wouldn't put it as a question, is whether we do have a political head of the department amongst us. I may not be aware of any recent cabinet reshuffling. It could be that there is someone either a deputy minister or somebody, because the questions that we have got, we should ideally be addressing to the political head. Before I proceed with my four questions.
Okay. Today, they send the team to come and listen, because it's not their day. Their day is on Thursday. The department will be appearing on Thursday to account to us. Today we are getting the briefing from the AG to prepare ourselves for the middle of Thursday. It's preparatory meeting, if I may put it properly.
Thank you, sir. Good matter in context. I said that. Okay, preparation for Thursday. These are some of the questions. You said that at some point the audit committee had as few personnel as one. What was the reason, for that? I know it's probably related to a recruitment process or something. Why was the process so ineffective that you had only one? And on issue of the reliability of the information from the department, you have highlighted it as the biggest problem. Now, I think this is something that can be overcome if both the political leadership of the department and top management were to suffer consequences, if I may put it that way. But if there are no consequences, And this is why I you know, wanted the board to go ahead. If there are no consequences, you know, for the non-reliability of information that is supplied, then they will continue to have this this problem. Commitments by minister not met. What are these commitments? I'm not sure if that's I didn't hear you, you know, elaborating on them, but you said that some commitments were made by the minister and they were not met. And the daily and monthly controls, what steps are being taken to improve on this? You have highlighted, or you have reflected, so to speak. This is a matter of concern, that's what you say. What is being done, you know, to improve, you know, in that area, in the short term as well as in the long term? The quality of submitted, you know, performance reports, the innate intervention. What is senior management and the political head doing, you know, to improve this, both in the short term and in the long term? And I think that's just about my approach is what is being done. And it's not going to please any member of the public to hear that there's a whole department that says that it's got incompetent staff. As you said in the report, incompetent staff. Surely, that's some kind of a crisis. What is the department doing to address it? Why do they employ incompetent staff? Because this, of all departments in the country, this is the one that addresses the cause of 11 million people in the country. What is being done? Why employ incompetent people? Why retain incompetent people?
Honorable, I think you are asking wrong people some of the questions. Some of those questions, keep it for the department. They must respond to those ones. And you will respond to these old technical issues. Because I know that when you get frustrated as members, you shoot the wrong people. These are the, they are just giving you information. You would have time to ask the department. So we must be very careful members as we, because Auditor General is our partner in oversight. And some of the questions that we're asking him, we're supposed to have that complementary information, which is then coming back to us that ourselves, we have not done our part. So I'm just saying, we must be very, it's our partner. When you address Auditor General, it's our institution. We are responsible for their creation, and as we address them, we must have that understanding in mind, so that our complementary role that we're supposed to play as a portfolio committee, where do we fit in? Because some of the questions, I just thought them as I'm going to raise it so that some of the questions, we are supposed to be responsible. Auditor General audit the finished product. We are supposed to deal with it on a daily basis of the implementation of the program of the department and monitoring whether they are performing. In terms, the Auditor General is coming to us to confirm that indeed the information that I have received and the money that you have appropriated as Parliament, for me, using their technical skills, we have the correct information or not. They are raising the improvement. And we should not actually want to say, Auditor General, why didn't you find them guilty? We must actually say, Auditor General, I think on this matter, we suggest that for us to be able to reach towards the clean audit quicker, this is what we should approach it. So we should not say, we must find them guilty even before it. So I'm just saying, we must understand the role of the Auditor General, the partner, our institution. They actually audit information. They are dealing with the finished product. We have an opportunity to deal with the department on a quarterly basis, every day. We are supposed to say, Auditor General, we have this information. You are saying it's a clean audit, but our information reveals that the farmers that they were said they was being given money, the money has not reached it. So that's how we should work with Auditor General. Honorable Tongan.
Thanks, Chairperson, but I don't have a question at the moment.
Honorable Ramkhosi.
thank the chairperson. I think I now understand the role of the auditor. Then I will go back to that. The first one would be you, in your presentation, you raised something around now under assurance, the role of the portfolio committee now, under assurance. So I would want you to expand on that one to say now. As we are going to face the department, and we have already progress that has gone through around monitoring and so on. So if you can just expand on that one so that maybe it sees us wherever we have a shortcoming. Now the second one is also around your performance that the auditor general, because at some levels of government, the issue of a performance management is not audited. It's not part. Usually I've seen it's not part of the opinions in local government. I would refer to that they would do it, but it will not affect an opinion on the outcome of the auditor general. Now here I see you say in all of them there's a need for intervention, and as I'm looking at that, the most from now time to time effect are becoming is vacancies, lack of I just want to put it in a correct perspective, as Honorable Fitan was putting it, the issue of human resource, upscale people and so on. Now from your point of view, how deep can that affect? Why is it so needed in your opinion finally? Now the last one, it would be on the slide you put on the minister. So fortunately I've seen that you have put some 3, 4, 5 aspects where the new minister is saying this is where I could make this, this is where I could make it. I've seen that here under the protocol. I want to get the feeling from yourself. One, are this a commitment new to you, or you have come to them during the process, ministers and so on? But secondly, if you wouldn't, do you think that might bring a different picture from the current one, according to your own understanding of this? Thank you.
My issue would be only, which I know that it might not be your responsibility alone. It's our responsibility, including the government, with relates to strategic plans that are not talking to the HEPs and which actually hamper your your performance as auditor general. As you audit, you have those challenges. So my question is, how best can we assist you to make sure that you get relevant and reliable information which assist you to do your work? Because that's why I'm saying I'm not sure whether it's going to be ourselves or yourself only, whether to be able to handle, to deal with that, because you have generally, and it might be 99% of these departments, where you have objectives that are not talking to the draft plan, or the target is not talking to the objectives. Some they confuse even the objectives with the indicators. And through yourselves, what do you think, what should be done at our level or at government level for us to then be able to make your work very easy in terms of the performance of the department? Thank you. The leader, you can start. Okay.
Honorable Chair,
I'll just go through the two slides that Honorable Spain have requested. There's that one, we receive third responses by management. The entities there is the department, ARC, Honest Appraised, MLRF. The second one is that we receive two audit fees is that, and the NMC. And then the last one is the department. There was a question on the previous slide as well, where we got that quality and financial statements before. The one that that's intervention required is ARC, and then other OVP, DAF, MLRF, NMC, the four there. Five is all five of them. Supply chain management, the one is Honest to Poor. The orange where 2 is DAF and MLRF. And the yellow 2 is an IRC NMC. Financial, the 2 is NMC and IRC. And the 3 is DAF, MLRF, Honest to Poor. Human resource management is OVP, MLRF, NMC. And then the 2 is DAF and IRC. Information technology, the one, the orange one is OEP, the green one is BAF, and the yellow one is ARC, NMC, MLRF. I think that's the two slides that the Honourable Member wanted clarity on. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you very much for clarifying the mandate of the AGSA as well as the role of the portfolio committee. You made my work much easier because that's what I had wanted to do. And just to make sure that I agree with you and that it is noted that I do agree with you, Chairperson, allow me to state that the mandate of the AGSA is to audit and to report. Our engagements that we extend extensively to the accounting officers, to the executives, to the oversight committee, is as required by the international standards of auditing that we engage with those charged with governance. And our engagement with the portfolio committee, as you have said, is to give the portfolio committee ammunition in understanding our messages through our reports. So that's what we do. In terms of the role of the portfolio committee, it is the responsibility of the portfolio committee to hold the departments and management accountable as they engage. So what we do when we communicate, we indicate what the root causes of the findings are, what are the key controls that are lacking, and so that when portfolio committee engages with the department, they can then hold them accountable and ask them if they have implemented the key controls and are seeing the results that are required, so that at the end we can have service delivery, that's number one priority, and we can then have clean audit outcomes that is required in an institution that holds every person accountable in an organization. So what we are doing, we are sharing these outcomes, and this is what is meant to equip the portfolio committee to engage with the department and the entities throughout the year and make sure that they achieve what they intend to achieve. Okay. I will respond to certain questions. I keep on writing my questions and I keep on losing them, and finally will fill me up where I haven't. One of the requests was to link the slide that indicates the 6 focus areas. So you recall that during the training session or during the capacity building session that we had, we indicated, that in the AGSA we have identified 6 focus areas which we say they are impediments to clean administration. And clean administration, we mean clean key controls, where all the key controls are functioning as they should be functioning. Key controls under leadership, everything that is required under leadership is functioning as it should. Under financial management and under governance, they are functioning as they should. And these six focus areas are quality of financial statements, quality of performance reports, supply chain, financial health, human resource, and information technology. Now, when we talk quality of financial statements, where there are findings relating to quality of financial statements, these you will see in the audit report. It will have an impact on the audit report. The quality of submitted performance information, we report on performance information, so that as well you will see in the performance audit report. Supply chain management is compliance with rules and regulations, that as well will be reflected in the audit report. Financial health, it talks to the sustainability of an entity, whether the entity has been able to, or the liquidity of the entity is what it should be, they're able to pay their debt on a day-to-day basis. That will not necessarily be reflected in the audit report unless there is a risk that we have identified that is concerning and that is material as well. We will then report that in the financial statement. And human resource management as well, depending on the extent and the materiality of the findings, and that might not be reflected in the audit report. Information technology, findings relating to information technology, they will end up in the management report. They are not reflected in the audit report. Now, in the Word document, the question that Ms. Stain asked was, the information in the Word document does not reflect the regression that is reflected there. And I want to link the two. Now, what I'm saying is that the information here relates to findings on financial statements, performance information, and compliance with rules and regulations. Yes, when we look at quality of performance information, there is a regression which I said it will be reflected in the audit report. And I don't see specifically what relates to findings on performance information, but this will be the overall result. However, the regressions that you see there would relate to the number of incidents identified. It would not necessarily mean that there is material regression, but it will be reflected in this instance here. So what I'm saying is, if you look at financial health and information technology, which in terms of the focus area there, we are saying they have regressed, you will not necessarily find them in this Word document here. So hence, you will not see that correlation, because the bottom three will not necessarily be here. But it's just an indication that, and we are saying that if you look at the financial health, if an entity is not in a financially health situation, they are not able to meet their daily payments, for instance, they will not be in a position to deliver services, for argument's sake. And information technology, we rely on information technology to produce information that is presented in the annual report, performance information and financial statements. Information technology, the security around it is not what it should be. The information that is presented for audit and the portfolio committee on a quarterly basis might not be reliable, so that's why it's a concern. So just to give clarity around it. There was a question also on the unqualified report versus findings on performance information and compliance with rules and regulations. Honourable members, you'll recall that during the capacity building, we indicated that on performance information, what we are not saying when we report on performance information, we are not saying that the department or entity delivers services. we are saying we agree with what they have reported in their annual report. Now, if an entity department has an unqualified, financially unqualified report with findings or with no findings, say they have a clean audit outcome, yet they did not meet their target, they would have reported as such in their annual performance report that they did not meet their target. And when we audit, we would have agreed with what they have reported. So, yes, they have a clean audit, financially unqualified report, but they did not meet their target. They used the money, but they did not meet their target. So what they reported in their performance report is factual, and it's fairly presented, and we agree with it. So we agree that they have used the money, but they did not meet their target. And let me link it further to compliance with rules and regulations. We would have reported that there is irregular expenditure. However, so they will have an unqualified, financially unqualified report with findings under compliance with rules and regulations. If they have irregular expenditure, it does not mean that they did not submit evidence. When we express an opinion on the financials, we are looking at evidence that supports the money that has been used. So if the evidence that we look at indicates that, yes, money was paid to Mrs. Sotheto for services rendered, and we are happy that Mrs. Sotheto rendered the services, evidence is given for the financials. However, services that were acquired from Mrs. Sotheto did not follow proper supply chain procedures. It raises an irregular expenditure. However, those services may be delivered. So that's why you will end up with a financially unqualified with irregular expenditure. Yes. Did I say that? Okay. And on performance information again, the other thing that we talk about during the capacity building is that most departments and entities, they give reasons that they do not have sufficient budget to meet their targets. So they would have used all the money but not met all the targets. So they will end up with under achievement, yet they have used all the money. In this instance, again going back to the capacity building, we've indicated that when it comes to performance information, we report on two aspects. We report on usefulness and we report on reliability. Usefulness, we look at whether the targets, the indicators meet the SMART principle. On reliability, we report on whether sufficient audit evidence was provided to satisfy the achievements that are reported. So, in terms of usefulness, the three entities, DAF, MAC, and OVP, their targets were not measurable. Mm-hmm. And DAF, their targets were not consistent. And on reliability, we couldn't approve validity, accuracy, and completeness. So reliability is a real problem at DAF. And again, we indicated that when it comes to financials, entities and departments have a finance unit that looks after the financials. When it comes to service delivery, there is a unit that looks after service delivery. The same requirements that finance unit is measured with should be used to measure
the unit that looks after service in the service. So the people must be fully qualified, they must be measured against what they need to do, and there must be proper performance management process so that the department can achieve what it needs to achieve. And so that the department can start planning targets that can be achievable, targets that can be measurable, and targets that are consistent with their mandate, and therefore be able to monitor and submit appropriate supporting documentation for validity and record accurate numbers or the impact that has been set in the AGP and record complete information, not overstate or understate their achievement. So when we talk about performance management, which is one of the questions, performance management is critical in an organization to make sure that the targets and indicators set in the SAT plan and the APP are met. If there is no performance management in an organization, none of the measures in the strategic plan will be monitored appropriately, because every individual within an entity must have a performance contract which indicates their role in terms of and their input in terms of achieving the first plan of the organization. Similarly, if you look at the financing, the CFO in the finance has a performance contract, and the CFO has performance contracts with his or her subordinates, because if individuals individuals' roles and responsibilities are not identified, people will not be in a position to deliver. And people need to be monitored, and their performance needs to be monitored and evaluated so that they can perform as is expected. So performance management is very, very critical. Once we have completed the audit, as I indicated that we engage with those that are charged with governance, one of the things that we require from the CFO, the EG, is an action plan to address the findings that we have identified. And the action plan should detail out actions to address the root causes. Let me give an example. When we have identified irregular expenditure, in most cases, the root cause could be that the policy is not aligned to legislation. Or it could be that non-compliance with the policy is aligned to legislation, proper action is not taken against those people that disregard policy and legislation. Now, the action plan should be designed in such a way that it addresses the root cause, and therefore the findings do not repeat. Where you find that there are repeat findings, in most cases the root cause is not addressed. You will find that the department or the entities are reactive. And if we take regular expenditure again, what most entities or departments do is to identify contracts that would result in irregular expenditure and disclose irregular expenditure. So that when the auditors go and audit, they do not identify irregular expenditure. Management has already identified it. Instead of fixing the process that leads to irregular expenditure and make sure that there is no irregular expenditure. However, in some instances, you find that there are contracts that are running over a number of years, so that regular expenditure Ulo care over a number of years until that contract comes to end. But in most cases, you find that the root cause is not terrible, hence they are between this. In terms of the minister commitment, we also opinion that the commitment that the previous minister gave to us are sufficient to address the findings that we have raised. The commitment that the minister, the new minister has, will add value to the impact that the department will have. Let's look at the first one. Implement a plan to identify specific areas where service delivery will take place. And that is the planning that we're talking about, that we spoke about during the capacity building. And what we are saying is that because there is no commitment in the APP as to where, specifically where service delivery will take place, accountability becomes difficult. If the department has committed to put up fences on the farm, but does not specify exactly the areas where those fences will be put up, you find that the money was, it's easier to use the money for something else other than what it was intended for. It's also easier to put up fences anywhere else, and it would be difficult to account for where those fences have been put. Now, if an area is identified, accountability becomes easier, because then we can go back, the department can go back and say to the community, we have committed to put up a fence here, and here is the fence that we have put up. I think, I really what the minister is saying is, I want to be held accountable by my constituency, and I am in a position to commit to my constituency what it is that I am going to deliver to them for the year under review. And I believe that by so doing, it will keep the department on course. The challenge that we have experienced is that the targets that are not met in a year, they are not carried over to the following year. Mm-hmm. So we lose them. Okay, the example that I gave during the capacity building is that with financial statements, if a department is qualified or has a disclaimer, until the department fixes them, it will not automatically move into an unqualified opinion. Unless if in the following year the misstatement that we identified is no longer material for the financial statement. However, with performance information, when targets are not achieved and they are disregarded, nobody holds the department or the entity accountable for that, and service delivery is not achieved and not committed at all. And I believe that that commitment from the minister will make sure that when there is underachievement, something is done to make sure that that service is delivered to the community. I don't know if you want us to go through each and every commitment and to prove what it is.
What?
No, you asked me a question on how you can assess this on the strength test. On a yearly basis, we review the strength plan for the following year. So early next year, we will be reviewing the strength plan for the 15-16 financial year before the year begins. And at that time, and so you also recall, it came up during the capacity building, we indicated because it's a step plan, we can only review usefulness. Because reliability, we audit reliability on achievement reports. So the plan is only plans target, so we review this first. We then submit this report to management to give them time to speak the threat plan to make sure it's useful before it's presented to the portfolio committee. And once this has been done, we then present to the portfolio committee the findings that we raised and what the department did to correct these statements. Now, Chair, one of the questions that was asked during the capacity building was, when do we look at impact and not only numbers? And my response to that was that we look at the threat plan that is presented to us for audit. If the threat plan says the outcome that the department or the entity is looking for is numbers, then we will audit the numbers. If it's impact, then we will audit the impact that they have indicated. Now, the support that the portfolio committee can then give us is that when we present our findings in terms of APP that we would have audited, is that the portfolio committee should interrogate the APP. And when engaging with the department, then ask questions in terms of usefulness in making sure that the needs of the portfolio committee are met, and on a quarterly basis monitor achievement of these quarterly outcomes accordingly. Thank you,
Chair. Thank you, Just on this slide in usefulness, on the audit that we've done in the 14-15 APP, the consistency part for that, that's not here. There's still the question around the measurability. I think after the election, they said that they can go back and look at the APP. So we will now, when we go to the audit, let's see on if that affects the measurability issue as well. And just respond the Honourable Stein, this last slide, this number 12, they had just picked up the last 5 years. You will see there was 2 regressions in the portfolio and 1 improvement in the portfolio. So it's actually stagnant if you look at the first slide that we said. It's actually stagnant in the department. Here, the regression and some areas improvement. So that's how this slide works. Thanks so much, Chair.
You want to participate?
Yes.
You can today. Yes, well, you have to wait for your Thursday.
That's all right.
Yes, today as and the AG, so it's the family letter. Yeah, so. Honorable Spain.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just a short question, and I'm sure, depending on the answer, we might also ask the other departments that we're getting. Just listening to that, what is your role? Or do you meet with Department of Monitoring and Evaluation, the Financial and Fiscal Commission, which we will be seeing later today, because to me that is the, I would almost say, the obvious next step. Because if you are just more looking after the financial spending and not so much on the impact and the whatever, do you meet as an, I would almost say, team together, maybe when you sit with the department and strategize and plan together so that everyone's on board? I would like to know that, because it makes sense to me to do it like that. And then just lastly, if I may request that we next year get the report in the way that we received it last year, because it was really quite difficult to read. Financial statements and audit statements is always difficult to read, but the way we got it last year, it just made so much more sense. Especially in picture wise, and the slide that we got last, that, you know, showed you and two, but didn't say which department, it also makes it difficult, especially when we come to Thursday, we can't remember if it was Dev or I or she, but just as a comment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Slim. It was a follow-up question. I'll allow the AG to respond to that.
Chair, we do meet with the monitoring and evaluation. We have on a number of occasions conducted training for departments together with the monitoring and evaluation. So yes, we do meet at the AGSA to collaborate what we look at. But again, if I can just emphasize that the threat plan and the APP of the department must reflect the impact if that is what they are measuring, so that we can then audit the impact. It is critical because we cannot audit something that is not there. It needs to be in the APP so that we can then look at it accordingly. Yes, Chair, I have noted the request from Honourable State names. I think for Thursday we will just mention the names and send the new presentation so that we can identify the names.
The last thing from me, it will be from the official. Whether in terms of the presentation, issues that were raised in the legacy report, has the department able to respond to, which has been raised by the AG? So I'm raising this question so that as we're going to deal with Thursday meeting, we take everything on board. Oh, I'm told I must release you so that you don't get other things in the bedroom, so you can only be part of the family gathering. So now we're going into the bedroom. Thank you very much, AG. But I thought it was going to help you, but it's fine. Thank you very much for coming. If there is a need to communicate, you are part of our family, we will do that.
Thanks, Chair, and good morning, members.
The government has said that the engine of those women.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. With regard to the issues from the legacy report, there were some issues, not necessarily the AG's findings, that the department responded to, but not everything. And some of the issues, I think there was a letter that the chairperson was supposed to write to the minister that was also supposed to state some of the outstanding issues from the department. In terms of audit findings, as the AG has indicated, there are issues that they have recognized, but not necessarily for the 2013-14 financial year, because some of the issues are ongoing. So it will be different for the current financial year, which is 2014-15, because they are being addressed. But on Thursday, we'll be looking at the performance of the past financial year that ended in March. So I'm not sure if members want a detailed document of those issues that are outstanding, those that the department has responded to, and those that are outstanding. or that can be made available as well.
I was actually referring to the actual cycle. So we must not confuse the cycles. So if the issues that are still outstanding, they still have their own cycle to have, we'll still be there to raise those issues. But I wanted to, because we're closing the cycle, the 1340, we'll deal with that cycle at the right moment. So, can we, if we are satisfied that all the things in terms of the year that we are evaluating, fine. So we still have chance to deal with other, those issues as their time comes.
I think it's all similar to what has been presented by the AG. When it comes to audit up, come for 2013-14, some of the issues were not addressed. Because the audit committee, it's only this year that the department managed to have an audit committee. The past year they didn't have an audit committee or even a risk management.
I'm not used to this thing for thank you very much. I hope members you are with me, what I'm trying to do. So I'm not causing confusion. No, okay. Because I wanted us to, because we are resting the year, we must take all the things that have been outstanding and close them so that as we proceed, we don't have other issues hanging without incorporating them into the to the another financial year. So, we are supposed to get the presentation from the monitoring and evaluations. The person who's going to present has just landed. It's not yet here, airport. So, but what we'll then do is to take the minutes and do the committee work as we're still waiting for them. You know, it's government. He must start by accounting how does he, whether he was not given time to appear here in time. So, but nonetheless, I'm going to request members so that we don't waste this time. We'll look into the minutes and the report. But one of the things that the program didn't have was the lunch. And cannot work here until 4 o'clock without lunch. So what time would then be lunch? Because so that we were able to then to squeeze the lunch and we can't have lunch at 2-3. Why don't we have lunch at now? What is the time now? Is it not 1? 12. So we'll then proceed until the 12:30 actually was supposed to get the FFC. Yes. FFC they are here, but they are still in other courts. So in human settlement. The only thing is that we'll listen to the FFC. And then we'll then have lunch, then we'll then get the GPME. Now we'll get, let's get the minutes, the report and the minutes, and we adopt them. Before we even go to that minutes, we should then acknowledge the apologies that we had for meetings of today. We had an apology from Mr. Hengwe, who's a we've never seen him. We which at some point we'll see his face, but he's been apologizing for not being in this meeting. So we just see him. He's an alternate user. And if the minority parties, they are sitting in all committees. You find that there are 3 or 2. They must be in all the committees. So he'll pick up those that he thinks they are important for him to attend. And we have the apology from members that are serving in other committees that will leave us. Mr. Sultan has requested to be released at some point. Yeah, because we... UTM has sent an apology. We want to acknowledge it, but it was not even necessary because we didn't want him today. We need him on Thursday. On Thursday we need him here. So the apology, we will just note it because it has come to us. But on Thursday we need the GM. I'm told the FHC is here. Okay. Are they here? But you've been here with us. Why do you allow us to say you're not here when you are here, sir?
Not here.
Oh. I thought you were a technical person because you've been even helping to switch off the aircon. So you can come near us and come and, or the person who's going to present is the commissioner.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay. If they're finished in the other committee. Okay. So they can come in. Yes. So can we then have members who then stretch their legs and drink coffee? Thank you.
Thank you.